This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Will you not take just a few moments out of your day to listen to various passages from the Word of God for the value they may be to your life, not only here on this earth, but throughout eternity? For the past few days, we have been studying the question, who wrote the Bible? And first of all, we have been noting various classes of people, many of whom live on earth, who did not have anything to do with the writing of the Bible. Already we have pointed out that although there are many atheists, people who do not believe in God, many people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and many who do not believe in God as a passionate, loving God, and many who do not recognize men as lost in sin without Christ, none of these people had anything at all to do with the writing of the Bible. Now, in continuing that study, I point out that no one who does not recognize the necessity of the blood of Jesus Christ had anything to do with the writing of the Bible. In fact, in the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, we have an intimation of the necessity of the blood of Christ in order for man to be saved from his sin. There the reference, of course, is made to the seed of the woman. Not the seed of woman in man, but the seed of the woman, no doubt referring to the virgin birth, to the fact of Jesus Christ and his great mission into this world. And that mission is described in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, where the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to give his life as a ransom for many. There is a very significant passage found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Now, one cannot be saved unless somehow blood be applied to his sin. And yet, what blood is that? It cannot be the blood of bulls and goats, because the Bible declares in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4 that it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. And so it will not do for us to offer an animal sacrifice, as was done in the Old Testament, by which men receive symbolic remission of their sins, but men can receive absolute forgiveness of sin only through the blood of Christ. No amount of good works that you, I, or anyone else could perform can undo one single sin we have committed. Only the blood of Christ can do that. We are saved, if we are saved at all, by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul made clear in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, of course, Paul means here not works of merit, not works whereby we earn our salvation, but he does not mean to exclude works of obedience of the gospel. But that's another question. What blood, then, will forgive us of our sins? In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7, we learn that we have redemption, that is, we are purchased out of sin, or we have deliverance from sin by the blood of Christ. And in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, we learn that we are justified by the blood of Christ. To be justified is, in effect, to be forgiven of sin. And we are justified by the blood of Christ. There is simply no other way by which man can be saved. And so, although there are many people in the world who, even though they believe that somehow or other man can be saved, they do not believe in the necessity of the blood of Christ for salvation. But friends, I submit to you in the light of the plain and simple Bible teaching which we have noted here today, that none of these people had anything at all to do with the writing of the Bible. Now, the Lord willing, we'll continue this study next time. Please be with us if you can.